Many Metro Atlanta students head back to school this week, but not so many teachers. There's a shortage. As of mid-June, schools across Atlanta were over 1,000 short. Imagine that. And DeKalb County lost 900 teachers last year, the second year in a row that's happened. With us to better understand this annual scramble is Maureen Downey, education reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And joining us in just a little bit will be a professor of education and sociology at the University of Pennsylvania, Richard Ingersoll. But let's start with Maureen. Maureen, good to have you back on the program.
Good morning.
How do you lose 900 teachers in a year? And I guess I'm not so much asking how DeKalb lost that many, but generally, what is the recipe in 2017 for losing that many teachers?
Well, the recipe for losing that many teachers in, well, everywhere across the country
That
it's an aging profession, so folks retire. The retirement benefits currently are fairly good, so there's incentive to retire when you're eligible. And on top of that, we have fewer folks going into teaching. And, you know, while Georgia was typically producing several 12,000, 13,000 people trying to get into teaching or getting teaching certificates every year, we've seen a steady drop in that. And I think we're, I think the last time the AJC checked, we had the current number is 8,500 people getting certified to teach compared to, again, 12 to 13,000 just in 2007, 2008. So people leaving with retirement benefits and fewer new teachers coming in.
Yeah. Boy, that's, and then we'll get to questions of pay and retention in just a moment here. But I want you to have a listen to Jane Morton. She's with Winona State University, and she's describing an issue which may be behind at least one of those issues, and that's the issue of retention.
Teachers, I think nationwide, are feeling a little bit beat up. There's a lot of testing that they're being held accountable for, which is, I'm not saying it's good or bad, but it seems as though to me that, you know, there's a lot of burden that's been put on the place of teachers.
Okay, so let's talk about, I guess it's working conditions and the life of a teacher. Maureen, help me unpack that bit of commentary there from Jane. Do you agree when she says nationwide teachers are feeling a little bit beat up? What do you hear from teachers that you talk to?
Well, we've had the state of Georgia has surveyed teachers, and the majority would not recommend the profession to someone else. I mean, there's some hard facts. They're making less money. The average salary in Georgia has shrank about 5.7%, and that's U.S. Department of Education statistics on that, because of furlough days. And when the districts were in a recession, when the state was in recession, raises stopped. So we have less pay. We have a system now. We've moved to the legacy of No Child Left Behind and continued in current federal education policy, where teachers are and schools are held accountable for students, you know, performance on tests. So there's new pressures on classroom teachers. On top of that, it is simply a tough job. And I think, in fact, when the economy is good and there are other jobs that aren't quite so tough and pay better, bright young people are going to choose to do that. So I think all those factors combined, the pay is not great. Mm. The benefits used to be legendary, but in Georgia, we're actually discussing moving away from this, you know, sacred ground of teacher pensions and moving to 401ks, which, of course, many of us in other fields don't have these guaranteed pensions. But that was one of the draws to teaching. You know, tough conditions, not great pay, but good retirement and health benefits. And now, of course, teachers are paying more into the health program, and their retirement benefits, while they remain, as of today, intact, there is debate in our legislature to move away from a fixed pension for them.
So, Maureen, the other part of that response from Jane talked about testing stressors.
Right.
The idea that testing ends up being pretty problematic for teachers. What do they mean when they say that to you?
The thing about testing is that testing, the how kids perform on a test is really one indicator of how well they're doing. And for quite a while, again, as a legacy of No Child Left Behind, that was the only snapshot that we were considering in terms of evaluating teachers in schools. Now, Georgia has backed away from that a little bit. We are no longer looking at test scores as a sole indicator of teacher quality. But we still, in fact, do put a lot of stake in how well students perform on tests in terms of teacher evaluations. So I think that teachers feel that how a student tests has something to do with what they do, but has a lot more to do with how well the student came to school prepared, the role of the family in helping kids. So I think that they feel like they have become they're paying the penalty for other failures in children's lives in terms of test scores. And, you know, test scores are, it's under debate how much a test score performance relates to the teacher and how much it relates to the child.
And joining us now, Maureen, thank you, but stay with us. And joining us now is Richard Ingersoll. He is a professor of education and sociology at the University of Pennsylvania. And Richard, sorry for the little technical problems, but good to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
Yeah, I wanted you to weigh in on what we've been talking about here, the stressors being felt by teachers and your overall impressions of the life and the work and the career path for teachers today, and why it seems that teachers feel under stress and are either leaving the profession or just not joining the profession.
Well, there's been a growing imbalance. We've had, over the last decade and a half, an increase in accountability. And there's nothing wrong with accountability. I mean, after all, this is the taxpayers' money and it's the taxpayers' children. But along with the increase in accountability, there has not been a commensurate increase in the resources, the time, the training, the autonomy to get the job done. Mm. It's sort of been some kind of a squeezing of teachers, and this has led to a lot of stress. The teachers are really being increasingly held accountable for things that they don't really have that much control over. Teachers do not make the decisions in schools. Teachers do not decide the curriculum or the tests or all kinds of other school policies.
You know, I want you to listen to Richard, if you would. This is a teacher. Her name is Whitney Dwyer, and she's talking about something that I want to address with both of you, and that's the politics. You alluded to it just a moment ago, the politics surrounding education.
I would say on a national level, it's too much politics involved in public education. There's too much money tied to policies and ideas about what education should be and how education should happen. There's not a lot of actual educators in that conversation, which I find extremely problematic.
Is Whitney correct here, Richard? And what do teachers mean when they voice that kind of frustration with Washington politics?
Well, there's two things that are going. First of all, there is a great, great deal of discussion. There's many, many players, interest groups, political parties, unions, associations, advocacy groups, all of which want to have a say in what teachers do and the way schools are run. And in a sense, this is democracy. People have a voice. We don't have a centrally controlled school system. We have a great deal of local control. So in a sense, that's good, and it's to be expected. People want to have a voice in their children's schools. Fine. But on the other hand, teachers have not much of a voice. And so Whitney's discussion is sort of right on target. There's all this reforms coming down the road, but they're mostly done to teachers, not with teachers.
Hmm. If you're just joining us, Richard Ingersoll is a professor of education and sociology at the University of Pennsylvania, and Maureen Downey is the education reporter for the AJC. I want to get to maybe, you know, one of the core issues here for teachers, and that's pay. This is Max von Yu making that pretty straightforward point here.
You know, everybody loves your neighborhood teacher, but no one wants to pony up to pay us a salary where we can survive.
Maureen, take this on. Teacher pay.
Well, you know, teacher pay, folks will argue that teachers make good money. They don't work the summer. And the average teacher in Georgia is making about $52,000. Which sounds like a decent salary, but again, I think that, as Dr. Ingersoll pointed out, the daily stresses on teachers have increased. And in fact, many teachers are working during the summer to get ready. There is this increased accountability on teachers when they're not designing the program. Mm. And you all cite what's done to teachers. I want to give one quick example. Our legislature a few years ago completely was enamored with the idea of online courses, and without any real consultation with the state's educators, almost passed a law mandating that every child in Georgia take at least one online course. The evidence was not even in yet that online courses were effective. Schools weren't at all prepared to move to this. Yet we were going to do this because it was a new, bright, shiny object. Our lawmakers were fascinated by online courses and wanted to simply impose that on the system. So again, I think that Dr. Ingersoll is absolutely correct. This is stuff being done to teachers and not with them.
And let's leave it there for now. And again, apologies to Professor Ingersoll for our technical problems earlier. That's Richard Ingersoll. He is the professor of education and sociology at the University of Pennsylvania. And as always, Maureen, thank you. Maureen Downey, education reporter for the AJC. Thank you both for being on the program. We want you to chime in on this. Are you or a friend or a family member, a teacher? Let us know your experience. What would you like to see change for the better in your school? Give us a call at 404-500-9457, or you can post a comment on Facebook or Twitter.